This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
All right, thank you very much. Welcome to Starcade. We're backstage. Our players, as you can see, are warming up for today's big match. And today, one of these two guys is going to have an opportunity to win his own video arcade game. So, players, are you ready? All right, let's go play Starcade. Here we go. Welcome. Nice to have you here in the audience. Welcome to you here at home. This is Starcade. We have a couple of hot contestants today, and let's meet them right now. Your name is?
Chris Armin.
Chris, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm a freshman. I'm 14 years old. I'm a freshman at Redwood High School. I like to collect comic books and draw cartoons and play video games.
All right. Welcome. Nice to have you here. Wish you good luck. Thanks a lot. And meet your opponent here. You are?
Hank Hartgraves.
Hey, Hank. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good.
Good. Tell me about yourself.
Oh, well, I'm into electronics, fixing and repairing. I also computer program in my spare time, and also play music.
Oh, what instrument do you play?
I play variety, about 187.
187 instruments? What are they? Never mind, Hank. Okay. As you know, our contestants are matched up based on their ability in playing today's games. One of you two guys is going to have a chance to win this fabulous video arcade game. Today it is... It's a jukebox. Look at that. I always get surprised. I never see what it is until I turn around, and that kind of surprised me there. So you guys shake hands, and let's go play Starcade. Head on back. And Kevin's going to tell us about the five games we have to deal with today. Kev?
Jeff, today on Starcade, we'll fly through space, zoom down racetracks, and pound a few unicorns. In the first slot, it's Mr. Dew's Castle, a jaunt with royalty and unicorns. Next is Pole Position 2, moving hot and heavy on the racetrack. Astron Belt, a truly awesome race through space. Juno First, adrift in the final frontier. And Mach 3, you're warming up for a fast takeoff. Jeff?
Okay, got some hot games there, five of them. Both of you had a chance to play them before today's show. One of them, as you know, is a mystery game. If you pick that in the first three games, a valuable prize is automatically yours. And Kevin will whisper to our home audience and tell them, not us, what it is.
Today's mystery game, Juno First.
That's the mystery game. Chris and Hank have a question for you. First one to buzz in gets to answer it. Answer correctly, you'll pick the first game. If you're set, here we go. The first screen of Monster Bash finds the player in a haunted house pursued by bats and A, Dracula, or B, Wolfman. Chris.
Dracula.
Dracula, right you are. All right, we're underway. Which game are we going to play?
I'll try Juno First.
All right. Way to go, Chris. You picked the mystery game first often, so let's find out what it is you've won.
It's Veriflex's professional skateboard, the Vectra, built tough enough to be used for fun or handled with ease on competitive tracks. A newly designed skateboard from Veriflex.
All right. Great. All right, Chris, you picked Juno First. You picked Juno first.
Yeah.
Let's find out from Kevin how to play that. Kev?
Space, the final frontier, a battlefield of man against alien. Everything is your enemy, even time. Destroy all the aliens before time runs out, and a bonus is yours. But fail to do so, and they change into even more powerful UFOs. Use your laser beam on the enemy space capsules, and then capture escaping astronauts. It's the first day of a new era, and perhaps it's last. It's up to you in Juno First.
No, I always wonder if someplace in space on a planet remote from this area, they're playing Starcade and trying to kill humans.
Ever think of that? Yes.
But we're trying to kill aliens here with Juno First. Now, this is an interesting game. The joystick can control the speed of the game. When you push it forward, you'll go faster. They'll come at you faster. Pull it backwards, you can go backwards. You can almost stop the action there, at least up and down, forward and backwards. What else? If you shoot the space capsule and rescue the humans, you get some bonus points. If you get in trouble, press your warp button, and you disappear altogether. The only trouble is, you don't know where you come back.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah. All right, Chris, Hank, you heard that too, did you? All right, let's go. Get ready to play Juno First. Chris, you'll have 50 seconds. Get ready, get set, play. Here we are.
5 seconds. Oh, got you trying again. Look out, Chris. 25 seconds. Hey, you got it. Great job.
You know, you're having a little trouble. All of a sudden, you started to score like crazy.
Started to come back.
Yeah, nice going, Chris. Head on back. Here comes Hank. Well, he got 12,300, which is a pretty good score in this game. I think you're familiar with Juno First?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you are? Well, then I don't have to give you any more information. You can get ready to go, Hank. You have 50 seconds. Don't forget your warp button. Get ready, get set, play. You only get 3 lives in Juno First, so Hank, you think you got wiped out there. Missed the space capsule, that was trouble. But we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. See you. Get to choose the next game here on Stargate. See you.
Some of the Starcade staff stays at the Altamira Hotel in the hills of Sausalito, overlooking glorious San Francisco Bay. The Altamira featuring honeymoon hideaway cottage suites and garden settings. The grand prize today on Starcade is the 2001 Jukebox. It's microcomputer controlled with room for over 200 of your favorite records and a digital readout that informs you of the 10 most frequently played tunes. The 2001 microcomputer controlled music entertainment center furnished by Centuri. And for your jukebox from KTEL, a $250 collector's library of records from the company that brings all the great recordings together. From the country sound to the top 40 hits, they're all together from KTEL, the music leader. A great grand prize waiting to be won here on Starcade. Now back to Jeff Edwards.
Okay, thanks a lot, Kevin. Well, let's take a look now and see where we are after Juno First. Chris, you have a score of 12,300.
All right.
And Hank, you have 2,700. Well, Chris, you got the space capsule and rescued the human, and then things begin to go crazy on that game. And Hank, you've got some catching up to do. You don't look worried?
No, not worried in the least.
Not at all?
No.
I'd worry just a little bit if I were you.
No.
Well, okay, we still have one more game to be played in this round. Total points scored on both games will determine who gets to play the name of the game board. Hank, maybe you'll get this question right. You'll pick the game and show Chris what it's all about. Let's see. Hands on the buzzers. In Sinistar, the player mines crystals from planetoids for what purpose? Yeah, Hank.
To destroy the Sinistar, or Cinemaster, or whatever it's called.
I'll check with the judges on that. No, we get a no on that, because this was the two choices, and you'll see why. To replenish a fuel supply or to make Cinebombs. See, the first thing that it is to make Cinebombs,
right,
then they use the Cinebombs to destroy the Master. Okay, so Chris, looks like... We all applaud Hank's error. And Chris, you get a chance to pick the game. What are we going to play?
I'll play Astron Belt.
Astron Belt. All right, that's a high-scoring game. Let's ask Kevin how to play Astron Belt.
This game is awesome. Laserdisc technology puts you in the cockpit of a space fighter whose mission is to seek out and destroy alien enemies bent on taking over the Earth. Your journey will take you from spacey encounters to low-flying experiences. Prepare for the challenge of Astron Belt.
All right, Astron Belt it is. You have played Astron Belt, of course.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, now I will give you a little bit of advice, Hank, you might want to listen to. For me, when I play this, I try to keep my attacking fighter in relatively in one position or another and let the targets come to me. And I will tell you this, that it is continuous fire, so you don't have to keep pushing on the joystick button. It's continuous fire.
Okay, great. Thanks.
All right, we wish you good luck. You have 50 seconds, Chris. Get ready, get set, play.
Yeah.
got it. That's not a bad score at all. Chris, head on back. Here comes Hank. Well, Hank, Astron, you've got a smile on your face when he picked Astron Belt. Why is that?
Well, it's one of my more favorite games.
Okay.
I'm pretty good at it.
All right. Try not to get shot. You're points behind. You better blow everything up that comes by.
Right.
All right. Here we go. 50 seconds for Hank on Astron Belt. Ready? Get set. Play. Whoa, right off. Good. Great. Oh, gotcha. About 25 seconds, plenty of time. Okay, Hank, head on back. We're going to add up the scores from both games. You both had a chance to play Juno First and Astron Belt. Now one of you is going to play for a special prize. We'll add up the scores from both games, see who gets to play the name of the game board. Chris, you have a total of 18,440.
Right. Yeah.
Hank, you have 7,460. Chris, clearly the winner. Come on down, Chris. All right, behind you is the name of the game board. We're going to show you four video games, and we have some prizes for you if you can name them. Kev will tell you all about that. Kev?
For 3 out of 4, you'll win Activision's hottest new titles for a variety of home computers. River Raid, Pitfall, the Decathlon, Space Shuttle, and Enduro, a home entertainment package from Activision. And for all four correct, first, it's Lasonic's portable AM-FM radio cassette recorder with LED display, separate bass and treble control, and a 3-speaker system. A great companion at parties from Lasonic. And a beautiful jewel pendant from the Miss USA collection at Gordon's Jewelers, with over 400 stores from coast to coast, furnished by Gordon's Jewelers.
Okay. All of a sudden, your mom got interested, right?
Yeah, all of a sudden.
Okay, Chris, turn around. In the upper left-hand corner, take a look. Is that Pengo or Polar Explorer?
Pengo.
Right you are. Second screen, Zor or Zevius?
Zor.
Zor is right. Number 3, Hard Hat or Guzzler?
Guzzler.
Guzzler is right. Going for number 4, is this Super Astro Fighter or Space Invader?
Space Invader.
Right you are. You got all 4.
All right.
Boy, Chris, you're cleaning up here today on Starcade. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes and find out if Hank can catch up and who's going to go for their own jukebox. Welcome back to Starcade. Well, Chris and Hank, here we are at round number 2. Now we only have one game left to play and only 40 seconds to play it. After that, we're going to total up all the scores, and the top score in all games is going to have a chance to win that jukebox. So if you're ready, I have the last question for you. Hank, it's important for you this time because you need points. In Star Wars, when the Red 5 is in the trench on the Death Star, who urges Luke to use the Force to navigate through the... Hank.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Right you are. You got it. Well, now you need to pick a game that you can score a lot of points on and that you're really well at. What are we going to play?
Mach 3.
Mach 3. All right, Mach 3 it is. Let's talk to Kevin Mach Schnell.
Ja, Herr Edwards. Mach 3 combines the speed of the F-15 fighter with the thrills of laser game realism, and suddenly, you're a part of an experience unlike any other. Traveling at mind-boggling speeds, seeking out enemy targets, which are enhanced by your onboard computer, you're about to take an incredibly realistic ride into the space age, traveling at Mach 3 speeds. Hang on, Hank.
Okay, Hank, you need points here. This is Mach 3, a couple hints, and Chris, you might listen to. If you hold down on the trigger, you will have automatic machine gun fire. Your missiles you have to pump by yourself. What else can I tell you? If you let your targets come to you, probably do better, but you can, I'm sure, do better at this game than I can.
Okay, thank
you. You all ready to go? It's Mach 3, and oh, you'll have a choice between the fighter level or the bomber level. You'll make that choice yourself as we get ready to play.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Get ready. Get set. Go. Okay, Hank, nice flying. Head on back, and here comes Chris. Okay, Chris, he didn't get destroyed at all. He got one of the helicopters, so he flew pretty well. You all set for Mach 3?
Sure am.
All right, you pick the fighter or bomber level 2, whichever you feel best at. Get ready. Get set. Go. Shoot there, Chris. Got over 10,000 points. Head on back. I'm afraid everybody knows the results, but we're going to total up the scores, and we're going to find out who's going to get a chance to go for their own jukebox. I might tell you, one of the guys here on Starcade has 285,000 on Mach 3. Okay, let's check on the scores. Chris, you have 29,640. Right. Hank, you have 17,260. Chris, you are clearly the winner. Congratulations to you.
Thanks a lot.
Hank, he was a tough opponent, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
But you played well. We're glad to have had you on Starcade. We have some nice gifts for you for being here. It's another musical instrument, eh? No, it's not. You'll like the gift. Thanks for being with us. Chris, for you, our champion, we have something special. Kevin?
The Spectre Video SV328, a complete computer system for home and business, featuring 112K of memory, a disk drive, and an expansion box, Spectre Video.
All right. That's great.
Well, you've got just about everything we have to offer here today at Starcade, except for the grand prize, the jukebox. We'll see if Chris can do that right after this. All right, welcome back to Starcade. Okay, Chris, you're our champ, and now it's up to you to see if you can take home your own jukebox. This is the big challenge. There's still two games left unplayed, Pole Position and Mr. Dew's Castle. Mm-hmm. During the commercial, we informed you that if you picked Pole Position, you'd have to score at least 6,681 points. If you pick Mr. Dew's Castle, you have to score at least 2,952 points. Those are the average scores, and more than 20 other players have played these same games. You reached a decision? Mm-hmm. You picked?
Pole Position.
Pole Position. All right, Pole That's Position right. 2 is the game, so we'll go over and get ready to play, and Kevin will tell us about Pole Position 2.
Chris, to your racing machine, the race of a lifetime is about to begin. The challenge has been made. Four tracks await, the Fuji, the Suzuka, the Seaside, and a special test track. Chris, start your engine. Prepare to race for the pole position.
Okay, pole position two. Now, you're going to get a chance to choose whichever track you want. Mm-hmm. The Fuji, if you played pole position one, is the track you're most familiar with, I'm sure.
Yeah, uh-huh.
If it were me playing, or if it were I guess that's correct. If it were I would pick, I think I'd pick the practice track, because that's kind of easy.
Yeah, that's the one I'm going to do, because there's not as many curves.
Yeah, that's right, and there's a straightaway. When you get in the straightaway, put that center line right down the middle of your racer, and you can avoid all that traffic.
Okay.
Okay, good luck to you, Chris. 6,681 points or more in 30 seconds, and you're going to take home a jukebox. If you're set, get ready, get set, play. Good luck.
Prepare to qualify.
Starcade, a good show. Congratulations to Chris. This is Jeff Edwards. See you in the next show. Hope all your troubles get zapped. Bye-bye.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/Starcade.
This is Kevin McMahon speaking. Starcade is a JM production.